This is All Things Considered. I'm Mark Herz. Jules Feiffer is now in the eighth decade of a prolific career. Maybe you know him as the satiric cartoonist from The Village Voice, or maybe as the illustrator of the kids' classic, The Phantom Tollbooth, or the playwright of Little Murders, or the screenwriter of Carnal Knowledge and Popeye. The list goes on. Feiffer's a devastating and witty puncturer of the pompous and the precious in his adult work, and he's also a celebrator of sweetness as a children's author. He lives and teaches on Long Island, and he joins us now. Jules Feiffer, welcome.
Hi, thanks very much.
So I don't know really what to call you. Among all that stuff I mentioned, you're a novelist, too. Still, you did start out life as a cartoonist.
Merely as a cartoonist, but a satiric cartoonist with lots of ambition, which was to essentially, during the Cold War years, overthrow the government. I was part of a young generation who looked around, saw no serious criticism anywhere of what was going on, no recognition of what was going on, because the pressure in what we now call the mainstream media was so complete. And whether it was our political lives, our cultural lives, or our sexual lives, no one talked to us. So we decided to do the talking. And it began happening with theater, with writers like Edward Albee and Jack Gelber and Mike Nichols and Elaine May and Mort Saul and Lenny Bruce in clubs. You had me in The Village Voice. And that began to start something and get conversation going because it was funny. And funny diffused the enemy. They didn't know quite how to deal with that because it hadn't been done before.
How did you get your start as a cartoonist?
I just developed my own approach, which was a scratchy, acerbic-looking, confrontational line, and used it to tell the story about a four-year-old boy who got drafted by mistake and tried to convince the powers that be that it was a mistake, but we were living in the Cold War 50s, and particularly in the Army, they didn't admit mistakes.
And of course, you're talking about Monroe, which in its animated form in 1961 won you an Academy Award. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
You, what's wrong with you?
I'm only four.
How long have you been feeling this way?
I'm only four.
Open your mouth. We'll soon fix this.
I'm only four.
And the thermometer goes in the mouth. He's sent off and told to stop faking. And try as he might, he can't get over the idea that he's four, right?
That's right. That's right.
And so having lived through and commented on the foibles of culture and politics of this country for a few generations now, what's changed and what stayed the same?
Well, everything changed. And then everything bounced back to the same. I mean, we are now in a period where after a Great Depression, and out of that Great Depression came labor legislation, which recognized for the first time the right to bargain collectively and the rights of labor unions. We are now in the middle of a huge movement to go back to the 1920s when labor had no rights and there was no collective bargaining. And all of that justified because that's the only way we're going to keep on going and keep within our budgets. So we're going back to arguments that are almost as old as the 20th century is old. And here we are 10 years into the 21st century, and all of this is being revived.
You teach a graduate writing class at Stony Brook Southampton called Humor and Truth. Tell us about it.
My class is on Wednesdays for 3 hours, and I give them impossible assignments and tell them they have a license to fail.
Well, give us an example of an impossible assignment.
I suggest to them early on that they write a paper, humorous or not, I mean, as best they can, on some injustice done them by somebody else. And, of course, they write that in their writer's voice. And then I tell them, now go back and write about the same argument from the other side, and the person doing you the injustice is the one that you were defending here, and write in his or her voice. So suddenly they are ripped out of the voice they're comfortable in and must make arguments on behalf of the voice they're uncomfortable in.
And where did you come up with an idea like that?
Well, the way I come up with other ideas, I make it up as I go along.
Okay. Jules Feiffer will be at the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington on Thursday the 24th for a screening of his 1971 film Little Murders and a Q&A with the audience and a book signing of his new memoir. Jules Feiffer, thank you very much.
Thank you.